We continue our learning. We're in Bava Kama Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis. Shor shehu muad limino, ve'eno muad l'she'eno mino. You have a shor that we know it's muad for its own species. We see that it's gored shvarim, it's gored oxen, but it's not a muad for animals that are not a species, meaning we've seen it walk by camels, horses, and doesn't gore them at all. So, or Mishnah says muad la'adam ve'enu muad la'behema. Let's say you have an animal that's a muad la'adam. We see it's gored human beings three times, but for a behema, doesn't walks by animals and hasn't gored the animals. Or muad l'ktanim ve'enu muad l'gdolim. Let's say it's muad for smaller animals, either when it comes to animals, let's say calves, but not larger animals, not cows, and children. Or let's say it's a muad la'adam. The idea is smaller children, smaller human beings, but not large human beings. So the Mishnah says, "Eshu muad lo mishalim nezek shalim, v'she'eno muad lo mishalim chatzin nezek." So the species that it is a muad for, so you pay nezek shalim on the fourth time. Obviously, it's already a muad, so you pay nezek shalim. But you're not going to say, "Well, since it's a muad for human beings, so then it doesn't matter that the fact that it gored three adults and now it gores a child." No, you don't pay nezek shalim on the goring of the child, or say the same thing. It's gored already three oxen, and now on the fourth time it gores a horse. You don't pay nezek shalim on the horse because that's a different species. So the Gemara says that that's one way to read the Mishnah. The Gemara has a machlokes amorim, exactly what the Mishnah is really saying. Rav Zvid holds that we read the Mishnah the way we just did. Animal that is muad lamino, ve'eno muad l'sheino mino, the way we explain it. We know that it's muad for its own species, and we also know that it's not a muad for the other species. Larger but not smaller, let's say oxen and not camels. So, and that's the way to read the entire Mishnah. That's Rav Zvid, but Rav Papa learns the Mishnah differently. Muad, an animal that is how we read the Mishnah, is the following gerus. So, shor shehu muad lamino, no vav. Rather, eino muad l'sheino mino. It's not that the Mishnah is saying that if you have a shor that's a muad for its own species, ve'eino muad l'sheino mino, and I know that it's not a muad for something that's for an animal, it's not its species. Why? Because I see it walk by horses and it never, or camels and it never gored horses or camels, just shvarim, just oxen. No, it means shor shu muad l'mino without a vav. Eino muad l'sheino mino. I can assume that if it's only a muad for l'mino, even if I don't know, I've never seen it walk by a horse, and maybe it would be a muad for that too. It doesn't matter. We make an assumption that it's a muad lamino is automatically eino muad l'she'eino mino, and you would not pay nezek shalim if it gores a camel. Even if you've never seen it walk by a camel. You've seen it walk by three oxen and a gore to three oxen. And now it walks by a camel for the first time and it gores that camel. So what do you do? So according to the first explanation, Rav Zvid, the first way you read the Mishnah, you'd pay nezek shalim. Why? Because you've never seen a walk by camel. So you have to assume once it's muad for one species, maybe it's muad for another species, unless you have seen that it's not a muad. Unless it's ve'eno muad. You've already seen it's not a muad for its non-species. But the way Rav Papa learns is, no, it's not true. We gored three oxen, and now on the fourth time it gores a camel, and you've never seen it walk by a camel, you make an assumption that it's not a muad for a camel until it gores a camel three times. And therefore, according to Rav Papa, you would not pay nezek shalem unless it gored a camel three times. Because once it's muad, if it's muad for its own species, you can make an assumption it's not muad for a non-species. And that's, we're therefore more lenient according to Rav Papa. And the Rif and the Rambam happen to rule like Rav Papa. Amu lefnei Rabbi Yehuda, ha-resho yamur l'shabasos, ve'namur l'chol. Let's say, so they ask, the Talmid asked Rabbi Yehuda, what if you have an animal? This is very strange. It's muad to gore, let's say, animals or people on Shabbos. But it's not muad l'chol, which means We don't do it's gors on Shabbos, but during the weekday we haven't seen it gore. So Amar lahem l'Shabbos is mishalmin ezek shalim. So then, yeah, on Shabbos, and now if it gores on a Shabbos, and now it's on the fourth time you pay ezek shalim. But limos achol mishalmin chasin ezek, just because it gored three times on three consecutive Shabboses, let's say, and now it gores on Monday of the fourth week, so you pay chasin ezek, says Rabbi Yehuda. If for Shabbos it's considered a muad. And for weekdays, it's not. And Rashi explains, because why would it be a muad on Shabbos and on a chol? Because the animal's not working on Shabbos. You're not allowed to have your animals work. So the animals are not busy. So it gets itself into trouble. So you can understand why it's a muad for Shabbos, but not necessarily a muad for chol. And the Yerushalmi says, no, I'll tell you why. Because it sees people wearing Shabbos clothing. He's not used to seeing that. So it comes over to nicer clothing, let's say. And it goes on Shabbos, but not on a weekday. Then the Mishnah says, Eim ha'sayhu tam. So if you have a shor muad, now that Rabbi Yehuda has established that if you're a muad l'Shabbos, so you're just a muad for Shabbos and not for chol, how now does it become a tam or revert back to its tam status after being a muad for Shabbos? So says the Mishnah, Mishayach Sabar, Shloshal Yemei Shabbos. If it goes through three Shabboses and it sees people and it doesn't gore them, now it reverts back to being a tam. Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel. We learned earlier in the first Perek Mishnah Beis, we had a whole list of nechasim, of properties. When you pay for damages, when you not pay for damages, and there we said nechasim shel bnei bris, which bnei bris are Jews, which sounds like there's no chiv nezikin regarding property of non-Jews. So what does that mean? So the Mishnah here said, and also we said nechasim she'ein bahem ilah. You're only chayv for cases for damage where the object is not hektesh. But if it belongs to hektesh, there is no the halacha of damages. So this is all based on this Mishnah. Shor shel Yisrael shenagach shor shel hektesh v'shel hektesh shenagach l'shor shel Yisrael. You have a shor shel Yisrael, or some have the gears of hedyot, which means a regular person. It doesn't belong to the Beis HaMikdash. That gore is a shor that was designated as hektesh for the Beis HaMikdash, someone who was designated to the Beis HaMikdash. Or let's say you have a hektesh shor, and that caused damage to a shor shel Yisrael. The halacha is whether it's a tam or a muad patur, you don't pay a nesek, whether the victim is hektesh or the perpetrator is hektesh. Shneamar, because the pasuk says shor re'ehu. The pasuk says regarding goring of the chiyigov, shor ish, shor re'ehu. And we learned shor re'ehu velo shor shel hektesh. Re'ehu means your friend. But hektesh is not your friend. That belongs to Hashem. And therefore, that is excluded from the halachos of Nezikin. Then the Mishnah says, shor shel Yisrael, shel nagach l'shor shel nachri. You have a shor that belongs to a Jew, and it gores a shor that belongs to a non-Jew. And whether it's a tam or a muad, so the Mishnah says, you're going to be potter. Why you potters? The Rambam says in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, Perches Halacha Hey, and I quote, Lefisha Ein Ha Nochrim Mechayvim Nesa Adam Al Behem Toshe Hizika. Because, at least at that time, he's explaining, in the situations where non-Jews don't hold themselves accountable when their animals cause damage, so v'harei anu danim lahem kidinehem. So we follow their rule. If that's their rule, that you don't pay for your animals, you didn't do the damage, the animal did it, so then, okay, so that's going to be the rule as well. V'shal nachri, shal nagach l'shor shal Yisrael, bein tam bein muad, mishalim, ezek shalim. But a shor of a nachri, who gored a shor of a Yisrael, whether it's a tam or a muad, even tam, the shor tam of a nachri, only gored the first three times, you pay nezek shalim, he has to pay the Jew nezek shalim for that, for the goring. Now, why are you paying nezek shalim? Why should their laws be more strict? So the Gemara quotes, then the Bar Tanur quotes from the Gemara, the Pasuk in Chabakuk Paragimel. The Pasuk says, Amad vayimoded eretz ra'a vayater goyim. He stood, he shook the earth, he saw and made the nations of the world tremble. This is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but what we learn from here is the following. What does it mean? Hashem saw, he saw the earth, he vayater goyim. What does that mean? He made the nations tremble. So we learn from here, vayater, almost like the word mutar. which is that because Hashem saw that the nations of the world are not keeping the Sheva Mitzvos B'nai Noach, he gave them those laws and they weren't following, so he permitted their money to Jews. And in this case, we're speaking about an animal that belongs to a Jew, growing an animal of a non-Jew. So we learn from in there, based on the pasuk as well, Hofia Mehar Paron, which is a reference to the fact that Hashem offered the Torah to the nations of the world, they rejected the Torah. So based on that, the Vayater Goyim and Hofia Mehar Paron, so there's this special kanas, a fine placed upon the non-Jews, that their property becomes that of the Jew in the sense that they are going to have to pay for the damages. And that's going to be even in case of a tam, would have to pay nezek shalem. So that's what the Mishnah means. Or shor shel Yisrael shel nagach l'shor shel oved kochavim is pater, v'shel oved kochavim shel nagach l'shor shel Yisrael, bein tam, bein muad, mishalem nezek shalem. The Meiri explains similarly, and I quote from the Meiri, he says, Mitoch she'ein chasim al mamon zulasam, because they're not careful about property themselves. Konsim osam shelo yagilu atzama hazik. We therefore give them a fine, so they don't make themselves cause damage to others. And he adds the following, Fi ma she'ne'emar b'gemara v'davka ba'amimim she'enam didurim midarkei dasos v'nimusim. Says the Meiri, this only applies to non-Jews, non-Jewish nations that don't have the regular restrictions, don't have laws, don't have customs. Have al kol sheva mitzvot, sheva mitzvos biyadam, dinam etzlenu ki dinam etzlam, ve'nosim punim bidin la'atzmenu. But if they have the sheva mitzvah, so then we have to follow the regular laws, and of course we're going to pay. Certainly, if you have nations that are, they do have laws, they do have restrictions, do have regulations, and they keep the sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, so of course we have to treat everything. We follow the legal laws, we follow the law of the land, and of course all payments have to be paid.